It's interesting, Rav Reuven Margolis, Kedarkei BaKodesh, and this is in his Sefer Mechkarim Bedarkei HaTalmud. So it's Sif Kotten Yud Zayin, and the name of it is called HaTorah Shebal Peh Al Peh. That's what it's called. HaTorah Shebal Peh Al Peh. So he says something very, very interesting. He talks about why was it that it was so important that Torah Shebal Peh be Bal Peh as opposed to being B'toich HaKsav. So there's a lot of machshav, and we have read bites on this. It's a very, very, again, foundational, fundamental nekud in Yiddishkeit to understand why there was such a kpeda on Torah Shebal Peh being Bal Peh. But he says something, kedarkoi, and that is, he says that if you read something very, very often, you're missing out on some of the subtleties of what it is you're reading, and it's possible that you're going to make a mistake. And he says that's why it's so important to hear and to communicate, and it should be punim upon him, and it should be oral, because like this, things don't get lost in the rigidness of what it is written. And he gives examples. I'll just mention a few. One of them is an example that we had last week, where the Gemara talks about the Bar Deroima. So this was the Gemara that talked about Churban Beitar, and we had the Bar Deroima. It was actually Churban Torah Melech, which maybe is Churban Beitar, but either way, so he got punished. What happened to him, right? He was this very, very mighty person, and he was mamish threatening the Roman Empire. And then he said over the Pasuk. The Pasuk he said was, Lama Elohim Zinachtanu, right? What did he say? He said that Lom Elikim Zanachtonu. He says Vato Elikim. We don't need you, Eibishta. Right? You're not something we need. We can handle this by ourselves. It's not necessary for you to get involved. Haloi Ato Elikim Zanachtonu. They say it's Elikim Zavaysenu. So the Gemara says, yeah, there's a time on the Bar Deraima for saying this. Who was he quoting? He's quoting David HaMelech. Haloi David HaMelech Amro. So the Gemara says no. David HaMelech was Atmuye Kometamu. He said Haloi Ato Elikim Zanachtonu. They say it's Elikim Zavaysenu. What's going on over here? So the Gemara goes, how do you read this pasuk? If all you would have was Torah Shebiksav, it'd be very hard to know. Right? How are you supposed to read this pasuk? Is it Beloshim Bitmiya? Then you're David HaMelech. Then it's Mamish David Malka Mashiach. It's the David the Chassid. But if you're gonna read it the way the Bar Deraima read it, right, then that's Mamish, it's Kfira. This was his downfall. We read the Yerushalmi in Mesachtas Tainus that Bar Kochba said this, and this was his downfall as well. So Pasha, you have to know what's the niggin. You say Balashim Bitmiya, you don't say Balashim Bitmiya. Another example. The Gemara says in Brachas Nun Hamid Bey Shmuel, ki Abichazi Chama Bisha, Shmuel, if you ever had a bad dream, he would say, Hachaloim. He says, dreams are shtosim. Ah, I'm nothing to worry about this bad dream. Why? Because dreams are nothing. But if you'd have a good dream, he would say, same words. How do you read it? Do you read it Balashim Bitmi? Now read it Balashim Bitmi. You see, Shmuel sometimes would read it this way, and sometimes Shmuel would read it that way. So he said, you could read it two ways. So you see, again, this is a situation where I could read it like this, I could read it like that, and how really are you supposed to know how you're supposed to read it? There's no indication just from reading it inside. It says this is an example, just the gemais of why you need Torah Shebal Peh. Because when you hear it from a Rebbe, when you hear it from a Seira, so now already you know how you're supposed to read it. So he says a davar niflo. He says the Gemara says Masechtas Megillah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Kol Akoyre Beloy Neima V'Shoyne Beloy Zimra. If somebody learns but Beloy Neima without the Ziskite, and he's shiny, he learns Mishnah B'lai Zimra without a niggin, right? The niggin was a big deal once upon a time. All of Akasav Eimer, it's regarding him that the Pasuk says, V'gam ani nosati lohem chukim loitovim mishpatim bal yichyu bahem. So if somebody is Koyre B'lai Ne'ima and he's shiny B'lai Zimra, it's regarding him that the Pasuk says, V'gam ani nosati lohem chukim loitovim mishpatim bal yichyu bahem. It's a Medrash Pliya. Sakhtar Abruvim Margolis. That Pasuk, Gam ani nosati lahem chukim loy toivim mishpatim ba yichyu behem. How are you supposed to read that pasuk? Hashem says, I gave you chukim that are not good. I gave you mishpatim ba yichyu behem. What, the Torah is v'chai behem? It's just the opposite. Torah says, where are you supposed to read the pasuk is b'losh and bitmiya. V'gam ani nosati lahem chukim loy toivim mishpatim ba yichyu behem. What? The mitzvahs I gave you, it's not good? It's mishpat v'yichyu behem? But the only way you know to read the pasuk like that is if you have the niggin. But if you're going to be Koyra b'loy ne'ima, and you're going to be shoyne b'loy zimra. When you're going to get to this pasuk, how are you going to read it? You're not going to know to read it b'loy shin bit miyah. And you're going to walk away thinking that the Eibush is saying, I gave you chukim loytoivim. You're going to walk away thinking that the Eibush is saying, I gave you mishpatim b'al yichyu b'hem. So zok the Gemara, he says it's upon the Gemara. He says, kol ha'shkoyre b'loy ne'ima v'shoyne b'loy zimra, all of ha'kosav oimer. Go tell him, how are you going to read this pasuk? V'gam anino satilam chukim loytoivim mishpatim b'al yichyu b'hem. And it's regarding you that it's talking not good, because you're going to read the pasuk that way. Because if you don't have the niggin, you don't know the real way you're supposed to read the pasuk, so you're going to end up being stuck. This is how you're going to do it. So Aruv Margolis says a Dover Nifla. He says, I found very, very often that there are gemaras and there's questions and there's chazals that were quoted, and you look at them and it's sorichin gadol. And he says, v'kama komasim nishtabu, there were gedolim that mutched very, very much to try to understand it. And he says, I think the reason it was so shver to them, this is classic, is because they were looking at the written word. And as the written word, itaki is mechusar havana. But if you can appreciate that really the origin of this Torah Shel Ba'al Peh was not written, and really it was said Ba'al Peh, it could be the kasha wouldn't be a kasha. Because it's possible that in the way it was transmitted orally, there was epis ateretz to what it is that happened. And he starts giving examples, Gedarka. Just mention one, maybe two. The Mishnah says, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Shmuel HaKotan Omer. Shmuel HaKotan said, Ben foylei vecha al tismach, ubekoshlei al yogali becha, ben yira Hashem v'ra be'enov, v'heishem me'ol v'apa. Shmuel HaKotan said, Ben foylei vecha al tismach, v'chulu v'chulu. Everyone asks the same kasha on this Mishnah. Shmuel HaKotan is not the author of this line. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's Perek Avdal pasuk Yizayin. So everyone asks, what was Shmuel HaKotan mi mechadesh? Shmuel HaKotan oimer bin foyle vech al tismach ubekosh ayogeli becho. Well, what's his chiddush? What's the chiddush? It's a pasuk. So pasuk pshat is Shmuel HaKotan not oimer. He said hoya oimer a flake zugen. Right? It was margal b'pume. It was margal b'pume the Shmuel HaKotan. Meaning all the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, someone saying a chiddush, but over here it was merinit margal b'pume. So Rabbi Margolis says that it could be there's an akuda over here, and that is, what does the pasuk mean when it says veheshiv me olav apoy? What does it mean veheshiv me olav apoy? Hashem is going to take the af off your enemy, and he's going to remove it. Right? What does the pasuk say? Ben fole vecha al tismach. If you see an enemy fall, don't be happy. Ubekashlo, if he has a kishlein al yogali becha. Don't. Rejoice inside your heart. Why? Pen. Because if you're going to, it's possible that Yira Hashem, Hashem is going to see, he's not going to like what just happened, and he's going to remove his af from that person. So, at first glance, it almost sounds like, you know, you see something bad happen to your enemy, don't be happy, because if you're happy, that bad thing is going to go away. We want the bad thing to happen to your enemy, right? So just leave it there, because don't be besimcha. It's going to work against you. It's going to be counterproductive. As if to say that this person is so happy that there's a charoy naf on his oyev, and we're telling him, we're giving him good advice. Don't be besimcha, because if you're going to be besimcha, Hashem is going to make his life good. So Rabbi Margolis says, who is this maturif? That's mamish will war. Shlomo HaMelech says, pen, watch out, because you see that's what's going to end up happening. It's going to end up being good for him. He quotes the Gemara Bava Basut Av Tezayin Amar Aleph, that even the Satan is not chashed on wanting bad things to happen to people. And even though the Satan does bad things, it's always L'Shem Shamayim Neschavna. See, even the Satan's not chashed. I can't believe Shlomo HaMelech is being chashed this person of that. But he said, the Teretz is pasha. The Teretz is, what is Shlomo HaMelech saying? Pen yira Hashem v'rabbe enov v'heshev me'olav. It doesn't say v'heser or v'hoser. It says v'heshev. What does v'heshev mean? He's going to turn it. It's going to go, you know what he's saying? From your enemy, and it's going to land on you. And if it's going to land on you, that's not something you want. And that's what you should be careful. And he says, Pasha, that's what the Pasuk is saying. And that's the Lashon Veheshiv. It's not the Lashon of the Hasir. So Zokhtar Ruv Margolis, I believe, if you would have heard Shmuel HaKotan saying this drasha, this is the way he would have said it. He would have said, Ben foy levech al tismach, ubekosh le ayogili becha, pen yira Hashem v'rabbe enof, the Hashiv me'olav. He's going to take it away from him. Meaning, and it's going to go to you. And he said he would have been madgish those two words where it would have been so clear that that's what he's trying to say. He said the problem is when you read it, all you see is the pasuk. So Shmuel HaKotin used to say this, it was written down. When you read it, you're seeing the same words. But you're not seeing the dogush on the may all love onto you. And that's the pen. That's what Shlomo HaMelech is warning you about. He says you're going to end up having what he has. And I don't think that's something that you want. And that's for sure something that you should protect yourself from. But the point is, if it would have been written, so then you would have seen it. Because it's written, it looks the same. But had you heard it, you would have heard what exactly what he's trying to say, and everything would have been different. He says it's pasha to him that that's the reason that you find that all lavin, when it came to Teresh Baal Peh, so we switched the loy to a baal. So for example, it's not loy tashchis, it's baal tashchis. It's not loy soysif, it's baal toysif. It's not loy sigra, it's baal tigra. It's Bal Yera, it's Bal Yematze, it's Bal Toysiru, it's Bal Toychlu, it's Bal Ta'acher, it's Bal Takif, it's Bal Yachel, it's Bal Tashoy, Bal Tigzo, Bal Tolin, Bal Takrivu, Bal Taktishu, Bal Tishchetu, Bal Tizruku, Bal Taktiru Keilo. What's the Nakuda? The Nakuda is because Chazal was always a little bit sensitive to use the lie. The reason is because once upon a time they didn't write it. So everything was Baal Peh. So you're going to hear a loy. You're going to not know if it's a loy mitavov or it's going to be a loy with an aleph, right? You know, the Kotzker Rebbe said that why was it for Cholam Royim Mesakoilus by Naimed Ar Sinai? Because they had to know loy sirtzach, it's loy mitan aleph, nish loy mitavov. And they had to know loy signoivu, it's again with an aleph, not with a vav. If all you're is hearing it, so how do you know? Maybe you should do it. See, he says, that's why Chazal went, and every single time they did something like this, they would always switch it. They'd always make it into a bow, like this, you're not going to have a problem. He says, today you could write it, just write it with an aleph, and it wouldn't have made a difference. But he says, I think it's pasha to me that the whole Makar Chazal, that all the lawyers became baals, was pasha, because otherwise it was going to get lost in translation. But the bottom line is, HaTorah Shebaal Peh, Al Peh, says Rabbi Margolis. Again, I just mentioned a few examples, but he has a whole bunch of examples where he goes through this inyan, where he says that if you can appreciate that once upon a time, Teresh Baal Peh was transmitted orally, and it wasn't written down, so sometimes take the Chazal, that looks like a Pella, and try to view it in a world where it's being transmitted orally. He says you can answer a lot of kashas with this yesod. Either way, Tein L'chachem Yach Gemayit, and Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll get into some of more of the lundas. Started a little bit lighter. Tomorrow we'll get into some of the lumdus of understanding some of the oimik of Teresh Baal Peh.